Kitchen EVP.
Laundry room. Kitchen. EVP. Is there anybody here with us? We heard you talking to us on our last recording. We wanted to continue our conversation, if you'll have us. Can you please give us some sort of sign that you're here and you can hear us? That's one, and two, that you're willing to communicate with us. There's several ways you can do this. Jeez, that scared the shit out of me. You can touch one of us, preferably Derek. He's the balding man sitting in the chair.
Since sixth grade.
You can speak into the two devices with the red lights on it. When we play it back, we'll be able to hear you. You can also just make a noise. We've left some doors open for you that you can push shut. Need a little bit of a ghosty playground.
Please remember, we're not here to harm you in any way. We just would like to know your name and a little bit about you. We want to make sure your story is not forgotten. My name is Cindy.
My name is Daniel.
I'm Derek.
I'm Kara.
Colby.
I'm Rachel.
Now that we've all told you our names, we'd appreciate it if you told us yours. It's only polite. Are you part of the family? Are you related to somebody distantly in this that lives in this apartment? Seems to be a common theme that whenever Kara goes online and starts digging through her ancestry, that you at least make yourself known, like you're trying to say something or possibly trying to hide something. No reason to be shy now.
None of us are here to harm you in any way.
We're just here for a chat. Maybe a little bit of a conversation.
There's a flashlight sitting on the countertop that if you concentrate your energy, you can turn it on and off, and then we can ask you yes or no questions based on you being able to use the flashlight. Is there any way that you can turn that flashlight on? I know it's going to be a little hard to get used to, but once you figure it out, it's actually a lot of fun. Can you turn it on for us? If you don't have enough energy, there's other devices in the room that you can draw energy from. The one with the red lights on it. All you have to do is go over and touch it, and then where's the REM pod?
REM pod's over here by the screen.
Okay. They responded to us when we turned this on.
Okay.
Turn this on as well.
There's a device on the countertop over that's round, and if you touch it, it lights up red and it goes me like that. It will not hurt you at all. It will not harm you, but it will give you energy. And it'll also let us know that you're close by. So you have two devices on the counter. You've got the flashlight, and you've got the little device called the REM pod. Can you try to touch either one of them?
Oh,
Hey, Dan, since you're standing right there, why don't you touch the rampant so they can see what it looks like and sounds like?
Okay, Derek, go ahead.
Oh, Derek, whoever. That's the sound that it makes, and that's the colors that light up. It will not harm you, but you can draw energy. Naomi, are you with us here tonight? If you are, could you please give us a small sign? Okay. We know it takes a lot of energy.